Sample lyrics.
It's 150, and if you're not doing anything on Saturday, the first annual Foundation for the Homeless Celebrities.
Well, I want to get the drive off to a start here. On our way to Kaiser to see if we can have any influence on the lady regarding eating. It's June the 4th. 1350 hours. I think that adds up to a 9. My life seems to be mostly 6s and 9s. I gotta look those numbers up again, but I can't find my book. It's got the definitions. Oh boy. Big decisions and maybe hassles coming up here. Let me see. Got a tape here to send you. Oh, by the way, this is a letter. Dear Morgan. And friends, should anyone else hear this? One does not know. When he picks up the phone or gets out of bed or how long the day is gonna be, or what the mail may bring, or nothing. I've denied my vocational rehabilitation and retraining. It wasn't job connected, they say, and I thought it wasn't. Well, we've done the fun part this morning. Now for the hard part. I'm here at the Imperial Bank. It's going to be a long, important day. This is the first minute of the rest of your life. They had Sandy's endorsed checks into the bank before anything else slides sideways on me. And what next? Gotta write her checks. Either that or lie real good. Oh, God. It is not essential that they be done today, but I promised her. And I would like to be able to tell her truthfully that that is so. God, I just wanted so bad to get... God, that's a beautiful, incredible statue. What is it? It's mirrors. Constructivist Pagoda by Doug Edge, 1979. Well, it's the most incredible thing I ever saw. Hundreds of little mirror planes rising up to the top of the bank. Go see one of Sandy's dear friends here, who cares about her very much. On water. Well, we are out of the Imperial Bank. We are fleeing northward toward the whatchamacallit hospital. I'm playing bouncy country western to keep my mind off of other things. And guess what? I think I made this mistake once before. I'm running spang into El Toro Base. hot dog. All those pretty Marines and helicopters and stuff like that there. Well, come on, guys. Well, at least the traffic's moving. That's something. Beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. I just got my mail tonight. Your letter. Your letter to us. And other nice stuff. Plus a really bad thing for me. A decision by the city insurance company that I don't have any rehabilitation, retraining time coming from workman's comp. City's self-insured. And I just called Billy Talmadge, who's involved in a thing like that. Fortunately, she was home. And I think I could eat that. What just popped into my mind is two very large bills. The Orange County mental health bill, which I was expecting to have to eat. But the chiropractic bill, which I wasn't expecting to have to eat. And I'm scared. I call a guy and find out how much that is before I tell him to take their whatever and stick it. Boy, if it hadn't been for Don Rose, I'd have been nowhere. He's my risk manager guy. Oh, they're gonna kill me. Damn. I've done it again. Okay, one more time. A stupid. How nice. I think I'm in a you can't get there from here situation. How about a U-turn? One hand. Look, Ma, no hands. Yucca! Sandoz is not eating. And they're going up and down on her morphine. They're gonna be going back to a nose hose, tube up your nose. Unless I say differently. You know, that's new. That's different. She said, you are have the durable power of attorney. Well, that means they don't see much hope here. They had apologized when they had that nose thing in her thing when they got her to the convalescent home last time. And I said, well, that was okay. We could live with that. That we weren't, you know, she was a viable human being. Now I don't know what we're doing here. I said, well, I said, before I make a decision like that, I will talk to the lady and tell her if she doesn't eat, she's going to go back to a nose tube, which she hates. And see if that helps whatsoever. Strange. I guess I have to read between the lines and assume that that means they consider this terminal real fast, unless, oh boy. I don't know whether it's good to think out loud on a thing like this or not. I can always erase it. I can always keep it. I can always just plain not send it. I'll think about it. I do have this tape number 3 that I'm going to send you. I haven't re-listened to the first half of the first side, but I have re-listened probably the second or third time now to the last half of the first side. Richie. How in the hell did I get where I am? God, I'm losing time like gangbusters. It's going to be 4 o'clock in the evening before I get up there. Well, had to stop the bank. I had to do the bills. I didn't have to do the damn bills in the bank, but I thought their validation would take care of it. It didn't. Those clowns are a dollar for every 20 minutes. And I think he ripped me, but I think I only got 15 minutes credit instead of a half an hour. I'm not up to fighting for 15 minutes. All I gotta see is whether I can, kind of fighting I need to do for Sandy. I pray. I pray that I may have some quality communication with this lady, because I know that, what was it she said the last time she spoke on the subject? Man, should have recorded that. I have Sue Beck all over my head here, quite possibly. She's the ultimate power of attorney. My God, I'm back here to Grand. What a bajork. Why is that? That must be because Tustin doesn't come through. That's why I can't get here from there. There from here. Okay. Well, if you make a mistake twice, you ought to be able to get it through your head. All right, now I know where I am. Things ought to settle down here. At least the traffic isn't horrific like it was. I looked at a picture in the newspaper today of 49,000 worth of bananas. God, there were puns all over the story, you can imagine. Sprawl clear across the 405 freeway in Irvine, which is close to us here, and blocking all the lanes. And they had to peel the cars around them. Something like that. Very funny, I'm sure, except to the people that were sitting there going into vapor lock. Well, we are really here. Well, will she say yes or will she say no? If she says no, I don't want to eat. I can't eat any more than I'm eating. And no, I don't want a damn nose tube. Then I think I'll say okay. I will tell them no nose tube. And then I'll get on the phone and I'll call Sue. Say, you want to discuss this with her? You have more influence than I, frequently, in some cases. Although the last time that we got into any kind of problems, Sandy told me that I understood her better. 30 years with the wrong woman. Scratch that. That's supposed to be funny. God, I'm hungry. Did I eat? I think I ate something. I had breakfast. And, ooh, here we go, Ma. Had some cheese and water for lunch. I seem to be running out of the cheese. I cleaned out the ice box. Christ, you know, it's been refrigerator for the last how many years? When I was a kid, it was an ice box. You're 35 years old. I'm sure that there's been refrigerators around for 35 years. But 50 years ago, what would that be? I'd be 12. Well, I know when I was a little kid, in grammar school, and that would be from 5 years old to 12 years old. It was ice boxes. The most awful washing machines you ever saw. If Sandy hadn't been so adamant about these bills and this check and everything, I would have gone up her way first. But things are so damn iffy. There was also another thing. I don't think she's gonna die instantly. She's not, but if she won't eat, then she's gonna starve to death. That's if they permit that. I didn't know they permitted that. Maybe we got a will that permits that. We had that whole big suit by that poor paralyzed lady that fought for that. Forget how that came out, because she went through several cases and drove the hospital she was in totally crazy, because what she wanted was to be allowed to die. Not eat and just let her die. God knows, to me, she had a damn good case. But I thought at the time, I thought, God, why put that on a hospital where, you know, it just won't wash, you know? Why couldn't she go to somebody's home and starve to death? I don't know. It's an awesome thing. The tape, the number 3 tape, I hope you forgive. If you get this damn thing, Morgan, I hope you'll forgive. The kind of rambling that I don't seem to be able to not do under the circumstances. Shit. Tape 3 is interesting in that it is almost all, the last 3/4 of it, is either talking about suicide and where I was at when I was 7. Well, I think I told Manuela about the 17-year-old suicidal depression period before I graduated from high school. But I'd forgotten about the real live one. No, I was 21, up at Berkeley. Anyhow, I cover in that thing that whole period. And the point of that whole discussion was how that was no longer a viable option for me, but I'm pro-choice. If we can make it legal, if it is legal now, and it is your ardent desire to leave, because there is nothing but bad news up ahead that you don't want to cope with, and I believe you have that right. I believe you also got the right to have people irk at you, maybe. I don't know. I don't know whether you should have to put up with people irking at you or not. Damn. This one catches me by surprise. Because I figured what we'd be in for here is back like the last time, well, when it went to brain cancer, and she was totally paralyzed, her whole right side. I didn't think she was going to want to live, or try to. She told me later she couldn't eat because she had no taste. Oh, the radiation, that was her reason. The radiation had killed the taste buds. The food had no taste. It also made her nauseated. So the whole idea of eating was just forget it. To heck with it. It was not a conscious intent for suicide, which I had assumed at the time was from our discussions on the subject. And the way that that unfolded, I figured that you'd have to die from something else. In other words, or be so far down that the only thing that the will would do was that if you're dying, you know, you're really dying and it's only a matter of a few days, a few weeks, don't make the person comfortable, but don't go for any heroic measures. Heroic measures being oxygen tanks or resuscitations or big artificial means of support. No. Whether it could be argued that... Damn. I have to think about this one. Think about it some more. Shut off the machine and think about it. Well, turns out I don't have to think about it. At least I don't have to make the decision. And if Sandy had been able to speak, I wasn't going to. I was going to honor whatever she wanted. However, Kowalski is behind the times. This thing is galloping downhill at a ferocious rate. Oh, Subek and I got here at the same time. And there's no conflict between us. Thank God. The good nurse, good old nurse that was on at the time, called both her and me. She didn't reach me because I had already left a couple hours sooner. I come up here every day anyway. And I was coming anyway, in spite of what Marilyn had said, Marilyn Kowalski. But the nurse was saying that there ain't going to be no such thing as worrying about a convalescent hospital. I have to worry about a hospice. And she indicated that she could well be gone in the next few days because of what she had observed. This nurse, unfortunately for us, is going to be operated on tomorrow and then be off work for 2 weeks. Pity. Sandy really liked her. She's an older lady. How old is older? I don't know. I would think she'd be in her 60s, maybe. Old motherly type lady. Well, I told her what Marilyn had said was that I had to decide whether they were going to give her a nose tube or not if she wouldn't eat. The nurse just looked at me and says, "Oh, no, you're not. That's already been decided." She made it very clear coming in as to her wishes. And she said something about having a no code posted on her bed. And from what I recall about this sort of thing, see, once the nose tube is in, then you can't take it out. I mean, unless the person gets well enough to take it out without it being considered suicide. God, the Kaiser doctors already went through something like that. Really horrible case. The thing that they did, they let a patient die because of his condition and with the blessing of his relatives. And one of the nurses blew the whistle on him. And it was just an awful, awful case. These doctors had done the best that they could. They were finally acquitted, but Jesus, it made, what do you call it, liability insurance jump up 2 and 3 times. Scared the wits out of doctors. So, again...
Jim, call the desk, please, Kim.
Then it would appear that if they expect that the patient is very close to death, and they have a will, an intent, not a will, whatever it's called, expresses your desires that you want no heroic measures. And Sandy, apparently, I was really surprised because I mean she never said anything to me, but then she hasn't been able to tolerate me more than a few minutes each day that I've been here. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean she's been too sick. I've just stayed as long as she was able, and she was glad to see me. It was sort of heartbreaking the first day, not Friday when I got her here, but and stayed with her in the ER, but Saturday when I came back, which I would, naturally, always did, came back every day, she said, I'm here in the patient lounge, nobody here but me. I'm waiting for Sue to come out so I can at least talk to her down to the parking lot. And she was cogent, and she said, as I was leaving, thank you for coming to see me. It was so strange. It was like I was a I don't know, it was just strange. Because why would I not? And I just, she was being nice and I kissed her. The next day I kissed her. And today I kissed her on the mouth. That's sort of a new breakthrough in this situation in the hospital. When she was first here a year and a half ago, the situation was next to impossible. But so the thing that I have prayed for some kind of quality communication, did occur to some extent, especially over the past few weeks, where she got it through her head that I was doing the best I could, and I certainly knew she was doing the best she could. And right up to where neither one of us could hack it anymore in the physical condition that she was in. She needed help that she wouldn't let me get for her until it was just almost too late. By that, and she mentioned that somewhere yesterday or so, I could have fallen down. I could have laid there for hours. And I looked at her and I said, well, my God, Sandy, what do you mean, hours? I never left you alone longer than 2 hours at a time. And she said, oh, I don't mean that. Don't say that. And I just said, okay, it's okay. I don't know. That was the kind of aggravations that we would have with each other. But anyway, 4480, before I left, Sue had gone down, left us alone for a while, and gone down to call Miriam and tell her the situation here. Sandy may not last the night. Or in any case, she may not last the weekend. And thought of their conceivably taking her to a hospice up in Norwalk. In the deteriorating condition that she's in is absolutely horrifying. If they're going to do that, I hope to God she dies within the next 3 days. I mean, if that's because the planner who's trying to push her out because of her demands on the space in the hospital and the amount of money that it costs and all that stuff. No, she can't do anything before this coming Monday. Norwalk is where my mother was at in the Metropolitan State Hospital. Downey, which is right next door, is where Mara Edwards was at, who took 20 years to die of multiple sclerosis. And that I would visit on the way to see my mother, although there at the end I couldn't. Anyway, those drives were terrible. And it was a long way. And from here, it's three times as long. 4. Not unless Sandy gets Kojin again. She's just... Yes. Nurse just came by to tell me that Sandy was sleeping. I said, is Sue still there? And she said, yes. Well, Sandy had said goodbye to me twice, because when I put my hand on her hand, she thought that meant I was leaving. While Sue was down talking to Miriam, telling her the situation, I presume. I was just standing there holding Sandy's little hand in mine and looking out the window and praying. And she's having a terrible time breathing. Anyway, she came to. She'd been sort of sleeping. She came to startled and says, what are you doing? And that about unhinged me. I said, well, I'm just holding your little hand here because I don't know anything else to do. And she said, oh, all right, and closed her eyes again. When Sue came back, I said, well, I need to leave because she said goodbye twice now, and I think she needs me to go. And also, Sue needed to have some time to be with her alone. Even if it's only, Sue loves her very much. Sue's been a very dear, wonderful friend. And so, boy. Sayonara. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I mean goodbye. And he said goodbye twice.
When you love someone.
Well, we're bucketing west here on Lincoln Avenue, which is way in the hill in North County. It's not too bad for 5:45 at night. I didn't get to talk to Sue. She was still there, and I just thought I could creep in and shake one of her fingers and creep out so as not to wake Sandy, but Sandy seemed to be able to feel my presence. Woke up upset. Did manage to say I love you before I left for the third count. Man, well, I guess we all gotta die of something, but that's not one of the things that you, that's high on the list of preferences, is it? Oh my God, tonight is Thursday, and I promised to go down to Laguna Beach. I don't remember when that meeting starts at 7:30 or 8, and I hope it's 8, because here I am going miles in the opposite direction. I don't guess I have to go home first, but gosh damn, I've... Oh well. What? Six? Harbor. That's my street. Yeah, this is a long way to come home. 10 miles down Lincoln and 10 miles down Harbor. I'll clock it and see. I think I'm up here in Fullerton, past Anaheim. My art therapy teacher, that I haven't gone to any classes in over a month because of the expense and time and everything. Making phone calls instead of taking classes. Called and see how I was doing and what had happened to me. And invited me to come again. Boy, this is gonna be a difficult night to take a cake. Without getting it soggy. Sandy couldn't talk to us. She did recognize us. But she was gasping for breath when I came in, and I called for a nurse to come do something for her, and the nurse came and hauled me out into the aisle outside. God, my memory's playing tricks on me. I did get there before Sue. And I called the nurse to help Sandy. And she called me outside to talk to me. And while she was talking to me about the situation and why she couldn't do anything about the way she was breathing, they had lowered the morphine because they knew that she might go into a coma with it if it was too much. But it put her in too much distress, so they raised it back up. And Sue came up as she was telling me this. Huh. Anyhow. Did tell her that her bills got done. Not that it mattered a damn to her at that point, but at least, thank God, they're done. Took the bills and, took the receipts and the checkbook back with me. I'm sure not leaving it there. I wish I could have taken the cash, but that'd just cause an uproar with her. Hopefully I'll be able to get all of her possessions from that room. The nurse was saying when she dies, if she dies here, they should notify you and you would have the right to come up and see her before they take her away. I said, like, who is going to take her away? We belong to the Neptunian Society. Well, this looks like it's going to proceed on without me. Number 5, Santa Ana Freeway. I could take that back. Maybe. Stay off the freeways. I could get into a log jam this time of night on the freeway. She said, well, yeah. That's all written in the record. Yeah, I know. They'll come get her and take her away. You know, something is missing in action here. Maybe I should be in touch with the Neptunian critters. Because we need to have a memorial service for Sandy. They don't suppose we have to have a buddy to do that. Or even a can of ashes to do it. You get dumped from an airplane or from a boat. Let me think about this. In bunches, unless you have chartered something special. And